God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, 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 you. And if you decided to wake up this morning, and no, if God decided to wake you up this morning, but you chose to take your first waking moments to dial in this morning, welcome to you as well. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day, if you give it to God, God will give you a changed life. Grateful to God that He has blessed us. He has kept us. He has sustained us for another morning to be in His presence. Let us pray. Gracious Father and God, we love you today and we adore you for simply being who you are to us. God, we thank you for giving us a mind to wake up this morning, God, to get up and to give you praise by joining in and hearing your word. God, we thank you on today for your protection. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your sustaining us. We thank you, God, that you have never left us, even though we may not have done all you've told us to do. We may not have said all you told us to say. We may not have lived the way you told us to live. But God, you still gave us another chance. And for that, God, we do say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, because had it not been you on our side, we have no idea where we would be. But God, since we know it was you, we know it was not our alarm clocks or our cell phones that woke us up this morning. We know that it was you. We know, God, that it had nothing to do with our goodness or our greatness, but God, it was you. God, we know it had nothing to do with what we had planned for today, but it was you. And because we know it was you, God, we want to give you glory and we want to give you praise. And we do want to thank you for an opportunity to be able to share in your word. God, I pray that you would open our ears, open our hearts today to be able to receive from you what it is you have for us. God, let us not be distracted. God, let us not be deterred to hear what you have to say to us on this morning. God, because we know it is simply through you that we live, we move, and we do, God, have our being. Now, God, speak to us in such a way that we will know that we have been spoken to by you, and God, that we will take up our cross and follow you. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you that have taken of your time, regardless of what time of day it is, you have taken of the time that God has blessed you with to dial in to hear what he has to say. So let us get into it. On this morning, we're going to travel to two passages of scripture in the New Testament, two passages of scripture in the New Testament. We're going to start at Romans, the first chapter, and we're going to read a couple of verses there. Romans, the first chapter, starting at the 16th verse. I'll be reading both passages from the New American Standard Bible this morning. Romans, the first chapter, starting at the 16th verse. We're going to read 16 and 17, again from the New American Standard Bible in Romans 1, starting at verse 16. It says this, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith." Let's jump now to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 19th through the 23rd verse. 1 Corinthians 9, 19 through 23. Also again, reading from the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows. "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all, that I may win more. To the Jews I became as a Jew, so that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, though not being myself under the law, so that I might win those who are under the law. to those who are without law, as without law, though not being without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, so that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save some. I do all things for the sake of the gospel, so that I may become a fellow partaker of it. And the word of the Lord is blessed on this morning. On this morning, I like to speak from this simple topic. You should be a witness. You should be a witness. You all, in many areas, I can list at least 10 verses where the believer is encouraged to witness about the gospel, to share the gospel to all mankind. Paul starts in Romans with a powerful declaration, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Why does he say he's not ashamed? He said, because it is the power of God for salvation. You all, you have to believe that this is a very strong statement, because the gospel isn't just good advice or a nice story. It is the very power of God. It brings salvation. It has the power to transform lives. It has the power to rescue us from sin. It has the power to bring us into a relationship with God. But now, you all, we have to consider our responsibility in this. If the gospel is the power of God for salvation, then it means that sharing the gospel isn't optional. It is a requirement. It is essential. I want you to think about it. If you had discovered a cure for cancer, if you discovered a cure for Alzheimer's, would you keep it to yourself? No, no, no. If you discovered a cure for any type of ailment that could be fatal, you wouldn't keep it to yourself. You want to share it with everyone who needs it. Well, you all, the gospel is the cure to the greatest disease of all, sin. And so Paul continues in 1 Corinthians, and he shows us to the lengths that he was willing to go to share the gospel. He said, I've made myself a slave to all, so that I may win more. And then he adapted himself to different groups of people. He said that, you know, I don't, you know, if I had to become like those who were without the law, then I would become like those without the law. Doesn't mean that I don't have it, but I would do it if it would help me to win someone. If to the Jews, I had to become a Jew, I would do that to win them. For those who are lawless, who just go out here just running amok, I would become like those. Not because I don't have the law, but I would do it. If I had to become weak, I would be. He goes on to talk about the various groups of people, meeting them right where they were, to bring them the gospel, to bring them the good news of Christ. He didn't let cultures, he didn't let personal differences of opinion stand in the way of sharing the gospel. He said, I became all things to all men, so that by all means he might be able to share and save some. You all, it is essential. It is required, because it is a commandment from Jesus himself. In Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus commissions us to go and make disciples. It's not a suggestion, y'all. It's a command. Go. Not if you feel like it. Not if you know the right scriptures. He says, go. You are understanding that we are his ambassadors. We are the gospel ambassadors, and we are armed with the message of reconciliation. God is in Christ reconciling the world to himself. That's what the scripture says. And we are to go armed with that message of reconciliation. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. You all, when we share the gospel, it shows our love for others. If we truly love our neighbors, and remember, our neighbors are everyone, then we will want to share with them the greatest gift we have ever received. We will want them to experience hope, experience peace, experience the joy that we have in Jesus. Now, I'm not saying any of this like it's an easy task. Sharing the gospel can be a little daunting, a little intimidating, a little scary. We might feel like we might be rejected or ridiculed, or just not feel like we are up for the task. But we've got to remember the words of Paul. I am not ashamed of the gospel. We don't need to be ashamed. We don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be concerned about rejection, because the power of the gospel doesn't depend on us. It depends on God. And our job is to be faithful in sharing the gospel and trusting that God will do the rest. So then how? How can we practically be witnesses for Christ? If I may take the last minute and a half to share with you some suggestions, live a life that's louder than any sermon that's ever preached. Live a life that reflects Jesus at every turn. And when people see the love, the joy, the peace that you have in your heart, they'll be curious as to where the source of it came from. Be ready to tell your testimony, your personal testimony, your personal story of how you came to know Jesus is a powerful way to be a witness. Be prepared to share it. You don't have to use eloquent words. Just do you. But be prepared to share it whenever the opportunity rises. Not, I did it because that's what I've got to do. Tell them. Tell them about where you were in your life before you met Christ. Tell them about how much of a change he's made in your life. Pray for those opportunities. Pray for opportunities to tell somebody. Ask God to give you open doors to share the gospel and to give you the courage and the strength to step through the doors when he opens them. Invest in some relationships. Build some with people who don't know Jesus. You can't just keep re-discipling disciples. You've got to get connected with some folks that don't know Christ. It doesn't mean that you become like them, but prayerfully, if your life speaks louder than words, if they see love, if they experience love and joy through you, and if you show them genuine love and care, then perhaps through those relationships you can look for opportunities to share the gospel organically, naturally, in the context of those relationships. And then you all use resources. There's still gospel tracts out there. There's still books. There's still online resources that can help you share the gospel. You all, being a witness is not just a duty. It is a privilege. We have an incredible opportunity to share the power of God for salvation in this world that so desperately needs it. You all, let's share in with Paul's declaration that we are not ashamed of the gospel. Let's take his example to become all things to all people, so that all by all means we might save some. Let's be intentional about sharing the gospel. Let's pray for opportunities. Let's live out our faith boldly. And remember that you carry with you the power of God for salvation through his word. You should be a witness. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the gospel, and we thank you that through it, it is your power for salvation. God, give us boldness and courage, and show us open doors to share this good news. Help us to be faithful witnesses for you. God, be with us as we go out about our day. And God, I pray for divine appointments for each of us to share your good news. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.